You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also with Greer Jackson. And now it's time to move on to the main topic for this week. It's one of the only legal psychoactive drugs worldwide. Even the Olympics allow it. The chemical formula is C8H10N4O2. And for the non-chemists among you, that means it is, of course, caffeine. But despite its popularity, people can't seem to agree on whether it's actually good or bad for you.
And you know what, Chris? I was looking through some of the newspaper archives and I can see why there's so much confusion about it. I'm going to read you a select few of my favourites. So in the 1500s, when coffee was around in Turkey, the headline reads, "Not enough grounds were grounds for divorce." Coffee was so important that women could divorce their husbands because they didn't have enough coffee.
So coffee deprivation wouldn't be grounds for divorce?
Yeah, so coffee was a good thing back then. 1600s, it becomes a bad thing. It can cure alcoholism, actually, but it causes impotence. And there's a great quote from a group of women who started a petition saying, "We find of late a very sensible decay of that true old English vigour. Never did men wear greater breeches or carry less in them."
And that's when they had or they hadn't had their morning coffee.
That was when they hadn't had their morning coffee. 1700s, you start to get coffee being good for you. It makes you work longer. 1800s, coffee makes you go blind. 1900s, caffeine is in the news and it's all bad again. There were some studies done in the 1980s with patients having more risk of heart attacks. And in the 2000s, I mean, it's been back and forth all over the place, but the stuff I've been reading tends to suggest it's actually a bit of a health food. So now I know that, I'm not surprised why people have no idea whether it's good or bad for this, because after all this, I just haven't the foggiest.
Well, let's hope we can actually clear things up today.